Postalet here, Wednesday 16th of May, Rav Osher Chaim Levin, the number 39 under development.
Good morning, everybody. One discovers every single day that there are new illnesses which low people in former times never came across. And one such interesting new illness is called arithmophobia, which is more or less the fear of numbers. Now, there are different theories as to how people develop this. It could be you had a very bad maths teacher in school. It could be it's actually quite acute when it comes to certain people trying to analyse their tax deductions on their payslip, or alternatively reading your wife's credit card bill. But the truth of the matter is that really we shouldn't really be overwhelmed or fearful of numbers, because we are bombarded with numbers in every single avenue of life, whether it's our telephone, whether it's PIN numbers, whether it's prices, stocks and shares. We can't actually live without them. And they are the means for us to interact with the multiplicity of the universe. And not only do we find this in everyday circumstances, but the truth of the matter is that in the Torah we find that numbers are found and replete wherever you look, both in the Chumash and both Toshav Chesed and Toshav Alpeh, and they actually carry incredible significance because they're the medium which has been used to express various concepts. So whenever we find the use of a number, whether it's in the Torah, whether it's in Chazal, we need to appreciate that it's not incidental. It's not just a historical fact being recorded, how many soldiers there were or how many troops, etc. But rather there is inherent within the number, there is a certain concept that's being conveyed. And the Maral, Kedar Koi, actually does this when he finds Daigadus Chazal. He goes to the various types of numbers and expresses the significance that is within every single number. And he provides more or less a type of framework upon which to understand the significance of every single number. He does that mainly with the first few digits, but also with some of the 10 numbers and various 100s as well. And this is actually independent of Gematria as well. So each single number has a unique personality. It has a certain type of character traits, which is indicative to that particular number. But you often find that in the same way that certain numbers are related one to each other, and there's certain multiples, just like you'd have certain personalities, and you can see the father and the son, and see certain characteristics being conveyed from one to the other. Similarly, also, for example, the number 4, you'll find that carried through in the number 40 and 400, etc. I thought, since today is Hayom Tishim V'Shloshim Yoyim, the 39th day of the Omer, that it would be kedai to discuss the number 39 and try and tap on where we find this within Torah and Chazal, and to try and see if we can find a certain theme that unites them and gives us an appreciation of what the significance is. Excellent. Okay, so the two main times when we find the number Lamed Tes, 39, is one of them is Malchus, which is Abon Yakenu in Parshas Kitisa. We say that it says Abon Yakenu Le Yosef, and Chazal explained that doesn't mean 40, but rather it means 39. Another from one is 39 Melachos, right? And the famous Mishnah in Shabbos 7th Perek, Klal Gadol, which says, Ovis Melachos Aboim Chasa Achas, which is actually interesting because rather it should have said 39, not 40 minus 1. It seems a very, very bizarre way of trying to convey that same idea. But the 39 Melachos that we find as well, the Gemara in the 4th Perek of Shabbos actually quotes a brisa that says, Tnan, Avos Melachos Avon Chasa Achas. The 40 principled Melachos, or the 39 principled Melachos, Knegani, what do they parallel? So there are two different opinions. One of them is Rechalila ben Chama. He says, Knegat Avodas Ham Mishkan. There were 39 melachos which were carried out for the construction of the sanctuary, the Mishkan, in the Midbar. And they were found, for example, in actual production of the Mishkan, the canopy, the first underneath canopy. For example, the idea of you had to grow the herbs, you then had to dye them, then you had to take the woolen threads, they had to capture animal hides, Let's go through the various melachas that we have. And therefore, so the way we learn the 39 melachas, they are deduced from the labors that were used in the Mishkan. The Gemara gives another opinion. Amar Reb Shimon Reb Yosi Bar Lekutnia, I think it is. Keneged melacha, melachtoi, umelaches shebetoira, which are found aboron chazachas. There are 39 instances that the words, different types of usages of the word melacha is found in the Torah, and therefore those 39 are conveyed to the 39 melachas which we're not allowed to do. So we have the number 39 in the Aves melachos, which are somehow connected to the Mishkan. Indeed, the Mishkan was built in the second year after the Jewish people left Mitzrayim. So how long did the Mishkan, how long was it erected? How long did it last through the Mitzvah? 39 years. So again, it's also interesting that this number 39 is not only found in the melachos, which are being used in the Mishkan, which some and other have some connection with Shabbos, the melachos which you can't do on Shabbos. Again, we need to understand what's the connection between the two. And we also find that there are 39 instances where the word melacha is found in the Torah. That's in Yerushalmi as well, and it's also brought in the various other commentaries. Let's go a bit further. We know Moshe Rabbeinu, the Mishkan was constructed as kapara, as a atonement for which gate? The Eila. Okay. Now Moshe Rabbeinu was meant to have been up in Shemayim for 40 days and 40 nights. What happened to the Jewish people? They miscalculated. And therefore, they didn't work out, that they wasn't quite sure exactly when the 40 days started. Did it start when Moshe Rabbeinu went up? Did he have to wait for the next day? There's a whole tumult about that as well. And therefore, they came the day that they thought it might have been the 40th, which might have been the 39th. That's when they came to Moshe Rabbeinu. It's a different cheshbonus as well. But then the Ben Yehoyada actually says that the day that they did the chet was on the 39th day as well, which is fascinating. So again, we have this linkage. This number 39 is linked to the Egel, which comes, and the Mishkan is a kapara for the Egel, and the melachos of Shabbos are connected to the Mishkan. So all these seem to be connected as well. But then how do we then connect to the idea of Abon Akenu, Malkus, which is also, as we said, it's Aborim. We have this interesting phenomena. The way the Mishnah phrases the 39 Melachos is Aborim Chasa'achas. The way the 39 Malkus lashes is written in the Torah is Abon Akenu. So there's a relationship between, and Chazal say, the Gemara Makkah says, it's not really 40, it's really 39. Which again, Bechsech Kasha. Melanoshach. If it is 40, if the Torah says 40, then why didn't you give him 40? And if it really is 39, why doesn't the Torah say 39? Why does the Torah say 40? And Chazal come and say, no, it's not really 40, it's really 39. One further instance which I've found also, the number 39, and this is quoted by the Shlach Kodesh, although there's actually a popular blessing who disagrees. He said that there were 39 klolos which were given as the aftermath of the chet of Adam Rishon. There were four main perpetrators. There was Adam, there was Chava, there was the Oretz, and there was the Nochosh. And therefore, there were different klolos that were given to two different ones. Adam was told Bezeis Hafechatoi Lechem. Chava was told that she would have pains giving birth. The Nochosh was told that he would have to eat offar. And the Oretz was cursed that it should be unable to be productive and that she had thorns and thistles, etc. So there were 39 curses that were given because of the chait of Adam Rishon. What's the connection between all these 39? And if 39, 9 we usually find as being the number that is coming towards the number 10. 10 we know is the number of Shleimus of a minion. The actual word Tesha, which means 9, comes to the word Shah, Shah is to turn towards. So the number 9 is really turning towards 10. It's almost there, not quite yet as well. So it seems to be the 39 is almost to the 40, but not yet. There seems to be some problem as well. So what's the connection between the two? The way to understand this, which is based on PMRL, is to understand two concepts. These two concepts are found throughout the Sfarot Sifrei Maharal and also mentioned by quite a few previous sources. Rambam mentions it as well. And that is that there's two ideas. There's the idea of what's called Choymer, which is matter, which is the material. And then there's surah, which is the form. So for example, you would have a piece of, if I wanted to build a chair, right? Not a good example because I'm absolutely useless at DIY. But I first need to go to IKEA or whatever, like, buy the wood, and then try to assemble it and to make this particular chair. So the choynah is the material, the piece of wood. The piece of wood is oynah. It's ready to be used for a particular purpose, but yet doesn't have a form. It doesn't have a purpose to it yet. It's waiting to be shaped. It's the physical, but it's the means towards the end. The tzura is what I joined all these pieces together, and I've now created a tzura. It now has a form to it, it now has a shape, it now has a purpose, it now has a spiritual dimension. And these two are found in lots of other examples. The idea of choyna and tzura, we find the difference between Zohar and the Kaiba, between Kaiz, the Omis Omer and Kaiz Yisrael, and then many, many, many examples, it's not the time to go through it now. But these two concepts are parallel in the number 39 and the number 40. 40 is the full length of the process. That's where, in order to take a form, or to take on a new form, you need to undergo a process of 40 days, or 40 years. Can someone give me some examples where we see that we require a whole process that takes over 40? The Midrash, right? The Midrash and the Nevi'im, right? So maybe there's a 40-year period in order for Kaisal to leave Mitzrayim, right? In order before they came into Eretz Yisrael. There's another one which is mentioned in the Gemara in Brachos, which is the Uba, the Yerechimot, right? Namely that, the question in the Shaila is, from Halacha, where, at what point does the fetus within the mother's womb develop the status of its own identity to the extent that it can't be aborted, the marshal, for example, and it says after 40 days, that's when it has a certain type of tzura, which means the first 39 days are where its choymer is being built, and then when it comes to the 40th day, that provides the spiritual dimension. In the same way that Adam, when he was originally created, was Ofar, he was Ofar, which was the physical, so that was Hashbaruch, that was the choymer, and then Hashbaruch, and therefore he became a neshama. So that's the tzura. The tzura always comes at the end once the choyma, and the tzura gives form to that choyma. And the way we can understand that is similarly also the idea of the days of the week getting towards Shabbos. So the days of the week are the mundane, that's when we need to do melacha, we need to do the physical actions, and then once we use that, and once we direct that for a spiritual purpose, that's Shabbos Kodesh. Shabbos Kodesh gives the tzura to it, it gives the whole form to the whole week, and it shows that all the directions of the whole week, all of one's engagement in the physical domain, is in order to provide it with a spiritual dimension, which is when it comes to Shabbos. The Ramchal explains in Derech Hashem the idea why on Shabbos the 39 melachos are forbidden. So he explains that the 39 melachos are what we would call routine activities which signify our involvement in the physical world. So maybe whether it's plowing, whether it's harvesting, whether it's writing, all of these melachos are physical activities which a person gets involved in the week. They are, if you want, the choymer. The Ramchal explains that in order to make sure that, in order for there to be a balance, in order for man not to be overwhelmed by the physical world within which he lives, it was imperative to make sure that he would have a day of Shabbos. And the day of Shabbos was when he would cease, there would be a complete cessation of all of those activities. So therefore, he shouldn't be overly involved in the physical world. And what does Shabbos do? So Shabbos takes that choymer which is involved and gives it tzura, gives it a purpose, its spiritual direction, where a person really should be heading. And therefore, so that's why he explains why the 39 melachos are, so the 39 melachos which are indicative of man's involvement in the world, in the choymer, so therefore when it comes to Shabbos Kodesh, that's when he stops, and therefore he then directs all of the activities which he's done so far in those 6 days to that spiritual dimension, which is he's elevated to Shabbos Kodesh Kedusha, meaning the Havdil, to exalt something which is beforehand as well. And therefore we find within the actual melachos, since these melachos are involvement in the world, and if it comes to building a Mishkan, the physical act of building the Mishkan, we require all these various melachos. Interestingly, the halachas of Shabbos also imply how one's meant to do the melacha. So, for example, you do find in halacha that something dovash eina miskaven is not considered a person wouldn't be chayav for doing that on Shabbos, because if he doesn't have an intention to do it, there is no, you don't have this involvement and the direction which you want to have, the way a person would usually be involved in the physical world in order to bring it to its particular purpose. And similarly also, something kalachayad, which is like the back of the hand, or something which is a shinui, if you do something in an unusual manner, that was not the way it was done in the Mishkan, in the building of the Mishkan. And therefore, when it comes to Shabbos, only a melacha that is similar to the melacha that was involved in the Mishkan, that's what is awesome. But something which is not, something which is a backhanded way of doing it, is not involved. The function of the creation of the Mishkan was, the actual melachas were to build the physical structure of the sanctuary. But it then required the Shekhinah to rest in it. And that's why the Shemini, that once everything was built, only then Moshe Rabbeinu did the avodah for 7 days, and then afterwards the Mishkan came down. So we have the same analogy of having a physical body, and then Hashem implanting the soul in it, having the Chomer, and then the Tzura comes to complete it. Similarly also, we have this idea of the building of the Mishkan is the Chomer, it's involved in the physical construction. It's Shabbos that sanctifies it, which is why Chazal say, however great, how important it is, the activity of building the Mishkan or building the Beis HaMikdash, nevertheless, is it doing for Shabbos? No, it's not. Because the function of this is in order to get towards the Shabbos, to the Shabbos to come, for that Surah of Shabbos to then shape that chayim that was there beforehand. If that's the case, and if, as we've been saying, that the number 39 seems to be synonymous with the idea of getting in a chayim which is turning towards the 40, which is the Surah which gives it the complete form, we can understand that if you stop at the number 39 and you don't yet reach the number 40, what you're doing is you're getting involved in the chayimah, but there's no direction. You've got the material, I've got a piece of wood, but this piece of wood is not becoming a chair. And that's what the Mishkan is teaching us. And chait is therefore synonymous with its affinity with chayimah, which is not, unfortunately, subservient to the person's surah. If that's the case, we can begin to understand the chait of the Eger. The chait of the Egel, which according to Ben Yehuda takes place on the 39th day, what's happening over here is Klal Yisrael, they're getting towards the process of the 40 days, which is the completion, the complete fall, but Moshe Rabbeinu's not there, and they haven't made it all the way. They've stopped halfway, they're almost there. You know, they're almost at the end, but not just yet. And therefore, the function of the Mishkan, the reason why the Mishkan was actually a kapara for the Chet of the Egel, because the Chet of the Egel, what is Chet? Chet is where a person is not subservient to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Chet is where a person gets involved in the physical world, and he doesn't see the spiritual dimension, he doesn't see how all my avodah must be to direct this to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So therefore, when it came to the 39th day, and it was the day before the end of completion of the process, that's when they faltered, and that was why it required the kapara of having the Mishkan. The Mishkan which would be built by 39 melachas, but that would have a direction, because then the Shekhinah would come back to it, and unlike the Egel where we pushed away the Shekhinah, where the Gilu of Matan Torah, the Kabbalah Torah, Baruch Shmocho had resided upon us, had been pushed away because they said, right, what would we do? Moshe Rabbeinu is not here any longer. Therefore, the Mishkan is a microcosm of the whole world. I mentioned this some discussed in various sources, Shchaim, etc. So therefore, what the Mishkan now does is it constructs a new world, a new microcosm of the world that is devoid of chait. So any chait that was there beforehand has no longer had any connection to what we have now. We can then understand, therefore, the 39 curses that were cast upon Adam. Is again, it's indicative of the idea of chet, of getting involved in the chomer and not taking that world to its ultimate. What was the day that Adam Rishon did the chet? On the sixth day. The day that he was created, that was the day. Chazal say, really, the Eitz Hadas was really made out of Geffen, according to one of the shitters, And had he waited just a little bit longer, he would have been able to squeeze out those grapes and make wine and make kiddush on it on Shabbos. So then the oven, who was waiting to give the whole world its surah, to give its true form, he unfortunately faltered. That's indicative of the initial chet. And we find that the chet of the Egel, in many respects, resembles the chet of Adam Rishon. In the same way that Adam was close to completion, but he messed up in the sense that he did the chet and therefore he went wrong. Similarly, also, Klal Yisrael had reached almost the pinnacle of the Madrega, that after the Mechaburus HaTorah, they became immortal again, like Adam was originally immortal. And again, what happened was, unfortunately, the Egel, it contaminates. Then here we have the involvement in the Choynav rather than being directed towards a Torah. So therefore, the 39, the offshoot of the Chet of the Adam Rishon's Chet would therefore be that there would be 39 Klolos that would take place. Because we haven't reached the form which should be the number 40. And therefore, Chet, where we unfortunately have slipped out, what is the correct punishment for Chet? 39 Menachos. Sorry, 39 Malkos. What's happening over here is that the Malkos is usually only given for, it's punished usually more for a Lois, I say, various instances when it's personal with Mechayev. But what's happening is that a person is given Malkos, and what happens? The Pasuk says, Abram Yakenu, but we still give him 39. Does anybody know what did you use to give the person Malkos? What was it made out of? The whip? Exactly. So what's happening over here is it's made out of calf skin. So what's happening, what we're doing over here is that we are showing that this is synonymous with chet. It's synonymous with the egel, which is considered the chet, which Klal Yisrael unfortunately ruined them, so they were unable to appreciate what set the Torah properly, and unfortunately they slipped again like Adam Rishon had initially slipped. And what's happening over here is that we're giving the person 39 melachos to tell him that you're getting involved in chet, and therefore this is something wrong. But that needs to face the question. If that's the case, why does the prophet say Abom Yakenu? And the question which you asked before was, if it is 40, if the Torah says 40, why give him 39? And if it is only 39, why does the Torah say 40? So on this, morale explains, based upon what we've been explaining beforehand. The first 39 days in the creation of the fetus, what's being formed, the chomer, the material. It's only on the 40th day that the neshama gets imprinted onto this baby. So now this baby takes on a new form, a new identity, which means that you can't kill it, which means that it has a life of its own. The first 39 days, the baby's under development. There's a development that's going on as well. It hasn't yet reached the full stage. That's the chomer bit. When a person does a chet, it is usually his chomer, it is the physical aspect of him that allows him to slip up. Not the neshama, not the spiritual, not the tzura bit. The tzura bit is usually perfect. So when we do need to give this person malchus, when we do need to punish him, when we do need to recognize that he's slipped up and he's done a chet, we only need to give him, explains the Maral, 39 lashes. Because these 39 lashes are parallel to the 39 days of the Choymer bit. Once I have been misakim, once I've rectified and fixed these 39, once I've recognized this person to realize that the 39 aspects of him, namely the Choymer bit, has been contaminated and that therefore needs to be rectified, I don't need to do the 40th. The 40th, which is the Neshama bit, Memela, it's okay. It's Tahor. The kind of Neshama should have to be Tahorahi. It's not the neshama, it's not the tzura bit that's his problem. It is the chomer bit. That's the bit that needs tikkun. That's the bit that needs to have. So therefore the pasuk will say, Abon Yakenu, really, we need to fix the 40, namely his whole essence. But once I've done 39 melachos, once I've remedied and showed him that it's the 39 aspects, which is the symbol of the chomer, that's the thing that's caused him to do the chet, the 40th one I don't need to do anymore, because I've been misakat him. All that bit that has been sullied by chet has now been fixed. I've now reached a level of shlemus. So this also explains why the framing of the melachos of Shabbos and the framing of is also Aboim Chasachas. Why mention Aboim Chasachas? Just mention Tishon Rosh Chodeshim. What's the problem? No, we want to make sure that it is the Arbon Chos Achas. You should have got to the 40, Yochasa achas. You're just missing that last stage. That's the problem. It's not just 38 and now 39. No, you should have got to the 40. You should have got to that true tikkun. There should have been a new form. You haven't got to that. It's aboim chasa achas. So for the Torah will say, when it comes to Malkus, aboim yakenu. But really, the 39 is okay. We will have the melachas of Shabbos. The melachas of Shabbos are aboim chasa achas. There are 39 melachas. These 39 melachas are our involvement in the physical world. That's fine. We can get involved in the 39 melachas of the physical world on the 6 days, but we need to make sure we get to Shabbos. We need to make sure we get to the Tzura. The Tzura gives the whole shtempel, therefore it brings everything together the way it should be. That gives us the form. And that's why we find that the number 40, in many instances, whether it's Kabbalah Satorah, whether it's feeding of Torah, it's 40 days and 40 nights of Moshe Rabbeinu going out, even if it's the idea of a new form. For example, if a person has done that, a person has done the 39, has done chet, and therefore needs to be punished by the 39 melacha, by the 39 malchus, he now needs to get a new form. We find that, for example, the mabul, how long did the mabul last? There's also, the reigning was 40 days, 40 nights. When it came to Ninveh, the people wanted to do teshuvah in Ninveh, it was 40 days that they had to do, they were given by Yoina to tell them to do teshuvah. When we get towards, and it's not yet here, when we're getting towards Elul, we have whole of Elul to Yom Kippur. We have 30 days of Elul, and then we have the 10 days of Tishri. That's again 40 days. In order, if a person wants to undergo a new form, they go to the mikveh. How much is the mikveh made out of? 40 sot. So what's happening over here is that if you want to get to a form, or alternatively, you've done the chet, you've done the 39, and if you need to have a new form, you then need to get to the 40. And that's the avodah. The avodah is to take the 39, to recognize the 39 is our involvement in the physical world, which we have to. But when it comes to Shabbos, Shabbos tells us, no, you need to make sure that you direct the ubar, the fetus that's been created in 39 days, to the 40th day. You need to make sure that you take the 6 days of the week and direct it to Shabbos. That gives it the true surah. So, the 39 of the chet can then be reversed. It can then, in the same way that 9 tends towards 10, so also, we wanted the 39 to get towards the number 40. And therefore, the bracha, or my bracha to you is, we should make sure, we should take the choymer and direct it towards the tzura, and we should call it Klal Yisrael. We are the choymer compared to our HaKadosh Baruch Hu's tzura, and therefore, we should look forward to the Kabbalah Torah, to have a new form, and to accept Torah the way it should be.